It's a special Christmas Day broadcast on Mission Network News. It's about sharing the shepherd's perspective and why you can't ever go back after being transformed by the gospel. Details next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. This is a Christmas story, but we have to give you a little context first. Once upon a time, a Burmese king named a tribe in Bangladesh in Sanskrit as the Beholders of Power. Today, they're called the Chakma. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says,
Bangladesh is the third largest Muslim-dominant country in the world. Even though it's only the size of Iowa, it contains the equivalent of half of the population of the U.S. The Chakma tribe in Bangladesh consists of about 300,000 people. But the tribe is predominantly Buddhist, so it's a very strange enclave.
Generational land conflicts and uprisings created a schism between the Chakma and the modern Bangladeshi government. Many Chakma now live in remote areas, far from interference. As beholders of power, there's something appealing about an unchanged message. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Allen wanted to see for himself, but getting to his destination required days of travel by van, motorcycle, by boat, and on foot. Along the way,
I was reminded of a prophecy that we often associate with Christmas time out of the book of Isaiah. Unto us a child will be born, and he's going to be mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But it starts out with, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and you've enlarged the nation, increased their joy, and they rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest.
It means Jesus Christ brings both power and change. Roughly 5 years ago, a village was transformed. Allen says,
there was an individual named Prashad. He heard the gospel. He's part of the Chakma tribe. He shared the gospel with his friend, Arjun. Arjun places his faith in Jesus Christ. And while Prashad goes on to share the gospel with other people who will listen to him in the tribe, Arjun enrolls in FMI-sponsored theology courses. He learns core principles about evangelism and discipleship. And then in 2012, he becomes a pioneering church planter back in his tribal village.
Today, there's a congregation of 40 strong. To help support pastors like Arjun, you'll find links at our website. And in Uganda, a sixth grade boy named John knows what it's like to live your whole life unwanted. He's considered a curse because his skin and hair have no pigment. It's called albinism. Lorella Rouster of Every Child Ministries.
Many children with albinism, they're ridiculed, and so are their parents. So those families just live with this constant rejection. And most fathers desert their families, and sometimes even the mothers as well.
The gospel makes sense to the albino kids because that rejection actually connects the dots. According to the Gospel of Luke, the angels announced the birth of the Savior of the world to shepherds, the outcasts and rejected in their society, not to the kings. Rouster explains how this is connected to their work in Uganda.
People like John are amongst those that are rejected on a human level, and yet God sent his son for John, too. And so we hope to take that message of the love and the acceptance of God to John, to his family, and to those of his community, especially during the Christmas time, but of course year-round as we share the gospel with them.
Hope changes everything because ECM has embraced kids like John.
He wants to become a doctor specializing in albinism. And he's motivated to do that because even in the health clinics, he finds that, you know, many times the nurses fear those children with albinism. They don't want to touch them.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More information on these and other stories are available at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Ruth Kramer, Sharon Felton, Katie Harth, Laurel Torero, Lindsay Steele, and Julie Osterhaus, I'm Greg Yoder. Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.